500 firearms bound for Mexico seized at Texas border, two arrested. By Randy Clark on November 2, 2025. Federal authorities charged two Alabama residents with trafficking hundreds of firearms after uncovering what officials are calling the largest weapon seizure at the southwest border. More than 500 guns allegedly bound for a Mexican drug cartel. Hidden in false-walled trailers intercepted at the Juarez-Lincoln port of entry in Laredo, Texas. Authorities allege the pair intended to smuggle the weapons into Mexico on behalf of a Mexican drug cartel. Emilio Ramirez Cortez, 48, a Mexican citizen who legally resides in the United States, and his son, Edgar Emilio Ramirez Diaz, are accused of attempting to smuggle weapons to Mexico on October 23. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers arrested the pair after discovering the guns, magazines, and ammunition hidden within the walls of a trailer the duo was pulling as they attempted to make a border crossing into Mexico. According to the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Texas, the pair made their initial appearances in Laredo Federal Court. They will remain in custody pending a detention hearing. Both are charged with smuggling firearms, ammunition, magazines, and other firearm accessories, as well as trafficking weapons. Attorney General Pam Bondi commented on the arrest, saying, "Disrupting the illegal flow of weapons into Mexico is a key part of our whole-of-government approach to dismantling the cartels. This significant seizure represents our commitment to protecting Americans from brutal cartel violence." According to court documents, on October 23, two vehicles appeared to be driving in tandem while approaching the Juarez-Lincoln port of entry in Laredo. The charges contained in the criminal complaint allege Ramirez Diaz was driving a Chevrolet Tahoe with Alabama license plates, followed by his father in a Chevrolet Silverado with Mexican license plates. Both vehicles were allegedly hauling enclosed white box utility trailers. The criminal complaint alleges authorities found false walls in both trailers. An inspection of the trailers resulted in the discovery of more than 300 rifles and pistols, as well as various caliber ammunition and magazines. In a Friday social media post on X, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem indicated the total amount of firearms discovered was more than 500, calling the find the largest weapons seizure at the southwest land border. According to court records, the men were smuggling the weapons and related items in exchange for payment and had done so on multiple occasions. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, agents, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives agents, along with U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers, conducted the investigation. Assistant U.S. Attorney Brandon Scott Bowling is prosecuting the case. According to the Department of Justice, this case is part of Operation Take Back America. This nationwide initiative marshals the full resources of the Department of Justice to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve the total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, and protect communities from the perpetrators of violent crime. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.